Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood and talk is cheap when the story is good and the tales grow taller.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay here this morning on Pensacola Morning News. It's 78 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It's going to be a high of right around, it's 83 today. It's going to be rainy and stormy because there is a disturbance that is right about south of New Orleans. It's supposed to make landfall today, but it will be a, it's one of those things that's going to, it's going to dump a lot of rain. Could get 6 inches worth of rain today from that. So, yeah, we'll be watching that for sure. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I want to get into this story about Trump taking over D.C. And I got to admit, initially, it concerned me a little bit. The reason it concerned me was because I'm thinking, when has a president ever taken over, like, the law enforcement of a city before? It seems very bizarre. And so that was the concern. But then I was reading into it, you know, because, hey, I'm concerned, so got to read into it, see what this is about and what's the precedent and what's the, motive here and stuff like that. So this is what I found. So first of all, I think the most important thing is, so the president, if you're not familiar with what's going on, he authorized the National Guard to basically roll out in Washington, D.C. He signed two executive orders. One of them authorized the National Guard in D.C. due to a crime emergency, and it included his notification to Congress in D.C. and to Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser. The other was allowed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to deploy National Guard in D.C. and coordinate with state governors for additional guardsmen. So, as part of the emergency declaration, Attorney General Pam Bondi will take command of the Metro Police Department and Drug Enforcement Administration. Chief will serve as the interim federal commissioner of the Metro Police Department. And so I'm going, whoa, this is pretty big here. Now, it's one thing when Trump deployed the National Guard in D.C. during 2020 with the George Floyd protests. Like, there was an actual, like, active situation that needed to be controlled. That's where you kind of understand, you know, in the past, like, hey, there's an active situation going on right now, we need National Guard. When there's no active situation, it seemed unprecedented. And it made me initially even go, does he even have the authority to do that when there's not an active situation going on? I'll share with you what I found next, right after Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 98, 90 are all flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. What I found was that there is an ordinance. I had to look it back up. All right. It is House Rule Act 1973. House Rule Act of 1973. Residents of D.C. elect their mayor and city council members. But But Congress still reviews all legislation before it becomes law, and Congress controls the city budget for Washington, D.C. And Section 740 of the Home Rule Act of 1973 gives the president power under special conditions of emergency nature to take control of the Metro Police Department. These services cannot extend beyond 48 hours unless the president notifies the chairman and the ranking minority members of the congressional committees that oversee the city. He must make this notification in writing, stating the reason for the extension and the anticipated duration. So, in other words, the president does have the authority to deploy the National Guard under, quote, special conditions of an emergency nature, end quote. So what is the emergency nature? So before it was George Floyd protest. All right, we understand that. What is emergency nature now? Right now, the president believes it is because of crime in the city. So here's kind of a breakdown. I got this one from Axios.com. Trump has long criticized D.C.'s management and sought for more federal control of the city during the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020. Then he's concerned about, according to White House insiders, they said that Trump's move was prompted by his anger at seeing pictures of a wounded Edward Korestein, who's a former DOGE staffer. He was beaten and bloodied last week by a group of youths on D.C. streets. So he's already angered by that. Then, according to White House insiders, he saw a report on Fox about how bad the violence was in D.C. and the crime was in D.C. That was the final straw. He said he wanted it done, so we scrambled and we got it done. Now, the mayor of D.C. says this was an unprecedented move and unsettling in a city where crime rates were actually declining. She said, quote, it doesn't matter if crime has gone down if you were a victim. Understanding that, like, if you're a victim, it doesn't matter if crime's gone down, but it has gone down. So I went to something else to try to let's verify. Let's see what this looks like. So pull up the statistics for violent crimes reported in D.C. And actually, they were at their peak in 2012 and 2013. And pretty much since then, they've been steadily coming down. 2023, they spiked up again, but then it dropped right back down. In fact, over a 15-year period, violent crimes in D.C. are at the lowest it's ever been. So that's actually quite surprising. In fact, according to the Justice Department's own statement in January, D.C. crime hit a 30-year low in 2024. As I mentioned, 2023 was a spike up. It spiked up, but then 2024, it crashed, came all the way down. And so that was one of the areas. So I think this stems from, you know, so in other words, okay, so now we go all the way back. Now we go all the way back to where we started, which is, does the president have authority to do this? House Home Rule Act of 1973. The president does have power under, quote, special conditions of an emergency nature, end quote, to take control of MPD. That emergency nature that he's relying on right now is saying that there's violent crime in the city. However, we just went over the stats. The stats show that even the Justice Department came out and said it's a 30-year low of D.C. crime. And so I think what this stems from is somebody that was part of his team, this Edward Korestein, a former DOGE staffer, being beaten up and bloodied and by a bunch of youths. And that was on TV in the D.C. area. It's been, you know, online and stuff like that. I think that was kind of the thing that got him like going. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I do want to, text you. Hey, Bobby, I was stationed 4 years at Andrews Air Force Base near D.C. The crime when I was there was out of control. It is advisable not to go to parts of D.C. when the sun went down. These are young kids ages 14 to 17 committing killings, assaults, rapes, and much more. Thank you for weighing in on that. I get it. I'm not saying that it's not violent there. What I'm saying is to deploy the National Guard is meant to be under special situations. And this does not seem like a special situation when violent crime is down 30% or at its lowest in 30 years. Like, deploy it in 2023, maybe. Of course, he wasn't the president back then. But even 2023, which was a spike up, was still lower than 2012 and 2013. So, in fact, it was still lower than most other years. It was lower than 2016, 2015, basically 2016 back. It was lower than that. So 2023 was a spike up, but it was still lower than 2016 to 2010 and all the way back. So if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get a quick break. We'll come back here and we'll read your texts.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Okay, I'm Bobby Ross. He's filling up for Andrew. We're talking about Trump taking over or sending National Guard and federalizing law enforcement in D.C. He does have the authority. We went through this. He has the authority to do this under special circumstances of an emergency nature. And I went through these crime statistics and showed how the Justice Department pointed out it's a 30-year low in crime in D.C. So I'm like, not sure if this is emergency nature. But insiders, staffers explained that Trump was really upset when he found out the former DOGE staffer was beaten up and bloodied, and the pictures went online and the whole works. And then he saw a report on Fox about the crime in D.C., and that was the last straw, and that's when he wanted to do something. But is that an emergency nature? Is what I was questioning. I got a text here. Remember the staffer stepped in to defend a female who was being assaulted? Well, that's true, and I think that might be a little bit more of the emotion that got to Trump. Well, at least it got to a lot of us, right, is that he was actually trying to defend a female who's been assaulted. And so I think that was one of the things right there. Another text here says, what about the comparison of Chicago crime versus D.C. crime? My guess is, I don't know. I'd have to look at it, but my guess is Chicago crime would be way worse. Another text here. They also just fired the police commander for falsifying crime statistics in D.C. Well, they didn't fire her. She's under investigation for that. But remember, the statistics I'm going off of is from the Justice Department, not from her. Text here. Trump wants to clean up our country's capital. President Trump believes it's a privilege to live in our great country, not a right, no matter who you are. Oh, I know what he's trying to do. I just question whether it's the authority of the President of the United States to clean up crime in cities. It's not his job. And so as soon as I read it, I was like, what? He's deploying National Guard in order to control crime in the city? That doesn't make any sense. Like, what in the world? That's scary. And so the first thing I started looking at was trying to look at authority to do this for fear, not fear, but for concern that they would start doing it again. Like, okay, let's do it in Chicago now. All right, now let's do it in LA. All right, now let's do it in this. And like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't just federalize law enforcement. And so I looked up, well, the insiders continue to say there's no desire from the president to do this in any other city. Well, in looking it up, it's because the president only has authority to do it in D.C. So he will not do this in Chicago. He'll not do this in any other city that has violent crime. He can only do it in D.C., and he can only do it under emergency nature type of circumstances. And he has to notify Congress and things like that. So this is not something that's going to go out to other places. So once I found that, I was like, all right, I get it now. And there is a precedent to allow, and there is a law that allows the president to federalize law enforcement for D.C., but is that the president of the United States' job? Is that something he should be concerned about? When, I'm sorry, but the economy is reeling right now. I don't care what anybody says. The economy is reeling. I've talked to so many business owners who've gone out of business in the past 6 months. I talked to many others who are just barely holding on. I've talked to many others who are struggling to pay their bills, just individuals. So the economy's reeling. We still have war in Ukraine. We still have threats from Asia. There's so many other bigger issues to deal with. And that to me is like, why worry about what's going on in DC? Like, especially violent crime is at a 30-year low. Like, it's not an emergency nature. You're overreacting because you're an emotional individual, which he is. Which I find. And don't get me wrong, don't even try to come in with you're a Trump hater and all this other stuff. I am definitely not. I'm not a Trump hater. I know a lot of Trump haters and they don't make any sense to me. I look at things as just balanced and like, does this make sense? Does this not make sense? But I'm not somebody who's always thought Trump could do no wrong. I was very critical of Trump during COVID. He handled COVID like a Democrat would. I was very critical of Trump for not doing a better job of negotiating when it came to repealing and replace Obamacare, and it goes on and on. And so, but I've also praised Trump. He has passed many laws. He's helped pass laws. And this is the thing, people, he's only led by executive order. Not true. He actually passed a law that helped get out nonviolent criminals out of prison. He's helped pass. So I give praise where praise is, and I criticize where criticize is. And this one concerned me. Like, this should not be his concern. He should be, yeah, he's meeting with Putin on Friday, for example. That's a good thing. Yep, do that. Do those things. My concern was, is there legal precedent? And turns out it is legal, totally legal to do this. He's done it all the right way. He informed Congress. He did all this other stuff. I just still question whether or not it was even needed. And it seems like a waste of time to me for the president to be spending his time on. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, the White House is expected to release official trip details today for Friday's meeting between President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Alaska. The two are meeting to discuss an end to the war in Ukraine. Trump said yesterday that Volodymyr Zelensky would not be taking part in the upcoming talks.
Thank you very much. Big news here. AOL has announced that their dial-up internet service is shutting down. Yeah, they're... AOL's dial-up. That's apparently still active.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. One person is dead in a shooting in Washington, D.C., hours after President Trump activated hundreds of National Guard members and launched a federal takeover of the D.C. Police Department to liberate the Capitol.
D.C. City Council responded to Trump saying this is a manufactured intrusion on local authority. Violent crime in the district is at the lowest rates we have seen in 30 years. The statement goes on to say federalizing the police department is unwarranted because there is no federal emergency.
Fox's Mark Meredith, at least two people are dead and 10 others hurt after an explosion at a steel plant in Pennsylvania.
It occurred at the Clairton Coke Works, a massive industrial facility along the Monongahela River, south of Pittsburgh. U.S. Steel says something took place with two of the plant's coke batteries, but exactly what happened is still unclear.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.375. Right now, it's a rainy morning. We'll get our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Escambia County deputies responding to a shooting today in Molino. Officials say that happened about 4 a.m. on Jahaza Street there. Not a lot of information is available yet, but we'll let you know when we learn more on that. State regulators have temporarily halted Florida Power and Light's proposed base rate increases after a potential settlement was reached. Details of the settlement have not yet been disclosed. The State Office of Public Counsel has not yet agreed to that settlement either. FPL is expected to file the details by August 20th. They'll have a hearing with the Public Service Commission this fall. The original proposal sought to increase rates by $1.545 billion for 2026 and $927 million in 2027, along with additional costs for solar energy projects in subsequent years. FPL says the potential settlement will help them meet growing demands and provide reliable service. Critics, though, say the deal was reached behind closed doors, and they say they object to any higher rates. Well, forecasters say Tropical Storm Aaron could become a hurricane by the end of the week. That storm's currently churning in the eastern Atlantic Ocean after forming west of the Cabo Verde Islands. The National Hurricane Center said Monday that Aaron's maximum sustained winds were nearly 45 miles an hour. The storm is expected to head westward towards the northeast Caribbean. The state of Florida's Doge team will be heading to Pensacola next week for an audit. The state planning to audit the city, citing several areas of concern. The Doge team will be looking at the city's budget, including management practices, homeless services, DEI, and several other categories as well. The agency requires documentation and physical access to city facilities and data systems to conduct the audit. Mayor D.C. Reeves told Channel 3 he welcomes the investigation and looks forward to working with the Doge team. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the completion of a big water restoration project in Brevard County. He says the Crane M1 Canal project is now done.
Over 100 years ago, the M1 Canal was built to control flooding in the area, but it changed the way water naturally flowed between the St. Johns River and the Indian River Lagoon.
And the governor said that the project involved installing new pump stations and a stormwater treatment area. It'll prevent 24,000 pounds of nitrogen and 3,100 pounds of phosphorus from entering the lagoon each year. Well, it's back to federal court for Friends of the Everglades. They're trying to get a permanent injunction against further construction at Alligator Alcatraz.
Still have a lot more work to do, but it was a preliminary win for common sense and the rule of law.
Attorney Eve Samples, she says they're confident after getting a two-week temporary restraining order issued last week. She says the construction at the detention center violates the look before you leap law, requiring environmental review, public input, and alternatives to be analyzed before construction is done. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10 westbound, just west of the Avalon Boulevard exit, is seeing some slowdowns due to a minor, an accident that happened just a few minutes ago, and it's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing slowdowns as wreckers are on the scene to try to alleviate that issue. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 80% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, 80% chance of rain, high near 89. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Heading into your Thursday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's a cloudy and rainy morning, 75 degrees right now. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields inched higher earlier this morning as investors looked toward key inflation data for July and assessed the extension of the U.S.-China trade truce. The 10-year yield rose to 4.279%. The 2-year Treasury yield was one basis point higher.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank.
Moderately in July. Reuters reports the CPI likely rose 0.2% last month. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Resorts World Sentosa CEO said the company will be ready when its casino license is reevaluated in 2026. The integrated resorts casino license was renewed for 2 years instead of three in November of 2024. A $5.3 billion investment to transform and expand the resort is focusing more on experiences and less on shopping. Futures are slightly lower ahead of inflation data later this morning. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 200. That's Your Money Now.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Do you know how Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing started? It's actually kind of fascinating. In 1969 in Panama City, Robert Peden was hot. And his friends and family were hot. And he realized, you know what? This is bad. It's intense here in Panama City. I'll start a company out of my garage where I'm going to service air conditioning units and install air conditioning units. Well, he built that on the basic principles of honesty, quality service, and being the best in customer care. And now, over 66 years later, we've got a company that spans all the way from Tallahassee at the eastern edge of their service area to Mobile at the western edge. And they have been expanding everywhere in between because their basic motto is we're going to take care of the customer, we're going to show up on time, we're going to do good quality work, we're going to use high quality products, and we're going to stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's it. Not that complicated, but, you know, when you're handling all of these things inside the home, you got to make sure that you do it right. And that's why they have been so successful all this time, all along the Gulf Coast. And their special this month for August is water heaters. So if you trade in your old water heater and you get a new one at Peden, you get $500 off. Or if you want to get a tankless water heater, an on-demand one, it's $1,000 off. Simple. Soak into savings this August with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Bobby Ross, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about the president taking over Washington, D.C., and the precedent for it, the legalities of it, and things like this. And so we're talking about the precedent of it, and I was saying, you know, I don't know if this is considered an emergency situation when D.C. crime is down 30 at an all-time low over the past 30 years. However, somebody else pointed out, somebody points out, a drop in crime is deceptive. D.C. in 2024 was the second most violent city per 100,000 citizens. And I was like, well, I wasn't talking about that drop in crime from 2023 to 2024 because 2023 was a spike, but I don't care about the spike. It's over a 30-year period, and this is from the Justice Department. However, got me thinking, though. Because somebody else said, what is the comparison of D.C. crime compared to Chicago crime? Which, you know, Chicago crime is kind of like, that's the buzz, right? That's the place So I looked it up. And so here's the thing. Even though D.C. crime is at a 30-year low, it is still way higher than pretty much any other place. Like certain wards in D.C. have as much crime as entire cities, like Ward 1 has the equivalent of homicides as Salt Lake City, Utah, according to these stats I was just reading. Ward 4 has the same homicide rates, not numbers, but the rate percentage, as Chicago. So, yeah, they definitely got a problem. Holy moly. So, even though it is indeed at a 30-year low, it means even at a 30-year low, they got a problem. So that definitely creates some different perspectives. It's like, hey, you guys are doing a good job. You're not doing a good enough job, though. You know, that's what it seems like to me. Something along those lines. All right. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. I'm Bobby Rossi. Let's see. Let me tell you about this. Oh, Wine a Little, Dine a Lot Gala. That's coming up, benefiting Capstone Adaptive Learning and Therapy Center. Get your tickets now and enjoy a culinary experience for a good cause. Find out more on our sister station's website, catcountry987.com. So be sure to check that out. Then, we're getting some people texting in that our stream is down. So we will we'll try to figure out what's going on with the stream. That's weird. I don't know why, because I guess it went down last week too, so that stinks. So we'll see what we can do to find out about that, get that up and running again for you as well. There is, oh, so we have a I mentioned last hour, we have a hurricane that is developing in the far east Atlantic, headed towards the Caribbean. We don't know yet if it's going to enter the Gulf. We don't know if it's going to, it's way too far out there. It's not even going to be at the Caribbean by Sunday even. Like it's going to be into next week. So, but that does get us thinking about hurricane stuff. So there's a nonprofit organization called 1000 Friends of Florida, and they're calling for a change to Senate Bill 180. Senate Bill 180, they say, would drastically limit local development authority or local authority when it comes to development. So this was approved. Senate Bill 180 was approved. And they're wanting to get it rolled back or at least changed. They say, yes, it is supposed to help with hurricane recovery, but their concern is that it limits local autonomy as it pertains to that authority. According to them, this is the 1000 Friends of Florida, with this legislation, the state has stripped away all local government home rule authority to plan for the future and stolen the rights of citizens to help shape their communities through planning. These rights have been foundational to Florida's planning process since 1985. So I looked at this bill and I read the language of it. And what it does is it does indeed block local governments from using land use rules that seem to be restrictive or burdensome after a hurricane. But it's almost bigger than that. What it does is it's trying to do is saying, okay, after a hurricane, what they don't want to do is have local governments coming in and changing ordinances. All right, let's use Panama City as an example. All right, when it got wiped out a few years ago, like many of the communities got wiped out, the city could come in and go, well, look, there's no houses here now, or there's no building here now. We're going to go ahead and change the zoning. We're going to change the zoning, and we're going to say that this can only be zoned for residential from now on. No more commercial. No more storage units. No more whatever, right? No manufacturing. Or they change the zoning to say, this now is manufacturing. You go, wait a minute, that's my house. I want to build my house there. I want to rebuild my house. No, you can't. We changed the zoning. And they did, and they could do it because there's no house there, and so it's part of their hurricane recovery effort. They're gonna, and so what this bill did is this bill said you can't do that. Local governments can't come in and change land use and all sort of stuff like this after hurricanes. And what this group is saying is that takes away local authority. This is an argument that the state has been going on pretty much with the entire DeSantis administration. What is it exactly? I will share that with you, the principle behind this, right after Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Dealing with a couple of accidents right now that happened on Navarre Parkway and Whispering Pines. That's 98 eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. Have an accident there. First responders are on their way to the scene. And then about a quarter mile down the road, we have another one on 98 eastbound. They're off to the side of the road, but the officers are on their way to take care of that. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. So this 1000 Friends of Florida, whatever. The thing is here, that is really at the heart of concern is what we've seen throughout the whole DeSantis administration. I just went blank on DeSantis's name. And that is the DeSantis administration has constantly tried to fight to preserve individual rights over local government rights. This has gone from local governments banning sunscreen on beaches to local governments trying to change zoning ordinances, whatever it might be. The DeSantis administration, pretty much from day one, has tried to preserve and protect individual rights. And there are watchdog groups who say, no, local governments should be able to control that because local governments are run by the local citizens, by the individuals there. And And so it's been one of those things that I've weighed in before on this and said, look, in my opinion, I feel like the DeSantis administration is doing the right thing by trying to protect individual rights over a government. But I understand the argument but the local government is run by the local citizens. And if the local citizens don't like it, they can vote somebody out and, you know, change up the leadership and blah, blah, blah. I get that too. I understand that argument as well. But that's what this comes down to. So hurricane disaster recovery, the DeSantis administration, the Florida Senate and the Florida House passed a bill that basically says we want to protect individuals' rights from local governments during disaster recovery. That's what that comes down to. That's what I'm trying to share. And so if you start seeing this popping up and it starts to get a lot of like buzz, that's really at the core issue is that. Is it okay for the state to intervene to protect individual rights over a local government? That's what it comes down to. There is... I want to hit this story real quick. Best Buy and IKEA. We don't have an IKEA. Where's the closest IKEA here? Do we have one in Atlanta?
There's one in Atlanta, but I'm thinking maybe New Orleans, but I'm not really for sure.
I'm not sure New Orleans has one.
I was trying.
Yeah, I don't know. So IKEA, that's the discount furniture, you know, piece. You got to build your own furniture store. But Best Buy and IKEA, now partners. Best Buy and IKEA are partnering to pilot a new kitchen and storage planning services in Best Buy. So within Best Buy, there'll be a section that is basically IKEA. So if you go to Best Buy now, they have like a section for Apple already. Well, now they'll have a section for IKEA. They're launching this new IKEA shopping, IKEA inside Best Buy stores in Florida and Texas. Unfortunately, not here in Pensacola, if you're an IKEA fan. The locations in Florida are Boynton Beach, Daytona Beach, Lakeland, Melbourne, and Waterford Lakes. That's where it's starting. But, of course, they do plan to expand this throughout the rest of the country. Just right now, they want to get this up and running in just a handful of places. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting story. We're going to get a quick break. We're going to come back here. I got some crazy stories to share with you next.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job-ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused? Visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in this Thursday at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
2, 3, 4!
with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling up for Andrew. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. It's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got a stoplight not working at Beverly and W Street. Treat that as a four-way stop. Also, 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. We've got a couple of accidents there that are off to the side of the road. We're starting to see some delays in that area. I-10, I-110, let's see here, I-10 westbound, just west of Avalon Boulevard. We're seeing some major traffic delays there due to an earlier accident. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. A couple of crazy stories here for you. It's officially pumpkin spice season. What? No. Well, at least according to Krispy Kreme, it is. They just started selling a bunch of pumpkin spice stuff. And they said on Instagram, quote, "Pumpkin spice season starts when we say it does," end quote. Yeah, they're trying to take over Starbucks' role. 55% of Americans sometimes skip lunch to get more work done. 55%, yeah. We also forget to eat lunch on average of 2 days a week. I'm one of those. I just work right through. I forget to eat like when I'm working, especially if I'm in a zone. I just forget. And then like at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm starving. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, I didn't eat. A new study found that smartphones are ruining our brains and they're making young people less responsible than ever.
No. Yes.
Particularly this study found.
You're wrong. You're wrong. No.
Right. I know. Particularly this study found the way it's ruining our brains is watching short little video clips, you know, like the TikToks.
TikTok.
Apparently that actually like trains our brain to be more like ADHD. It trains your brain to get bored after a few seconds with anything in life. And so that's one way it when I looked in that study. Meanwhile, another study in the UK found human connection to nature has declined 60% over the past 200 years. Yeah, not a surprise. human connection to nature. Yeah, we don't go out in nature anymore. There's bugs out there. This one cracks me up. We're always talking about AI and the development of AI and artificial intelligence. Google's Gemini artificial intelligence apparently is depressed and having self-esteem issues. That's right. Google is aware of it, and their engineers are working hard to resolve the self-esteem issues that Gemini's artificial intelligence has. What, are you kidding me with this? Oh my goodness. I guess it's like other AIs are better than me. Oh, I'm trying, but I'm trying. I just can't keep up. There's just so much smarter than I am. I'm just worthless. Why don't you just go try to use Poe or Perplexity or ChatGPT? Leave me alone. I don't know. Now I just turned into like this bratty little girl. I don't know.
Right. I was wondering.
It evolved. A guy in Arizona was sentenced to 29 years in jail after trying to kill his former bosses. What was the reason? They tried to talk to him about his hygiene habits. How dare you? This is my natural aroma. It's like a natural perfume. What do you mean? I got greasy hair because I haven't bathed in 4 weeks. That's just, it's good for the environment. I don't, wow. Yeah, he tried to kill his bosses because they tried to talk to him about his hygiene habits. And finally, boy, if I still have my afternoon drive show, this would have been today's sign of the apocalypse here. China's adult pacifier trend is spreading worldwide. Say what?
What?
Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. In China, adults are walking around with pacifiers.
No, Bobby. No, no.
It apparently helps keep them calm and control their anxiety in public settings.